Hi, this is Lily, and I'm with April from Holistic Horseworks, and today we're going to talk about saddle fitting. The saddle fit is a huge issue for horse owners. A lot of people go and spend a whole lot of money on saddle pads, you know, thousands of dollars. What can they do instead of that?
So what I have noticed is a lot of things are passed off as behavioral and training issues when you go to put the pad and the saddle on the horse's back and they pin their ears and swish their tail. They're already telling you it, they know it's going to hurt. So I tell people to put your horse on a flat, hard surface about 10 feet back, maybe stand up on a little mounting block or something, and look at your horse's butt, back, withers, shoulders. There's nothing symmetrical there. One hip will probably be higher, one side of the rib cage is higher, one shoulder's bigger, that's working harder. And when you go up to the withers, the mane might change, or you might see that bone off center. So when we put a straight treed saddle on that and you girth them up really tight so that you can get on, you're forcing the horse's body to meet the underside of the saddle instead of the other way around. So I've went and worked on horses where they had specifically had a saddle filler come out, you know, and a $3,500 or $5,000 new dressage or show saddles coming. And when we do my 45 minute to 1 hour bodywork session, they're like, uh-oh, the horse is now straight and the saddle that I just had custom made for his back is no longer going to fit. So it's really, whether it's treeless or English or Western, you really need to work on the horse's body and how they stand. You know, when you have this type of back, when you look at your horse standing in the cross ties or out in the field, you'll also see one front foot in front of the other and one hind foot either cocked out to the side or in front or in back of the other one. So if we don't address the body issues, the ribs that the saddle is sitting on, the intercostals, how tight is it? You're going to have a hollow back, high headed horse. When the back is in spasm and the muscles tighten, like you worked in the garden all day and then you fell asleep in the chair or on the couch and you go to get up, your back is shorter and tighter, and that pulls the bones closer together. And that's what's causing the kissing spine, which is usually in the withers and the lumbar, right where the saddle ends, behind where you sit. Those muscles are tightening, trying to carry this imbalanced saddle and rider. And then you have bone on bone, and then you get into more issues. So if you do the daily yoga, you'll notice a big change in the horse's movement. And instead of using a running martingale to get their head down, if you release their back and you bring it up to support the saddle, one, you won't be spending thousands of dollars every year or two to try and refit your horse. Two, less apt to stumble, trip, and buck at the canter because they're not being constricted in any way and they're not being pinched in any way. So work more on, look at your horse from the rear. You can look at the feet from the rear and the back from the rear and look at how that's not symmetrical. And if you have a short-backed horse, your saddle needs to end before the 17th rib. And if we are a larger lady, that doesn't usually work out. So you also have to make sure that our derriere is not pushing down on the cantle into the horse's back. We need to be in between the pommel and cantle, even on an English saddle. If you're sitting on that lip on the back, you're driving that down into their spine and putting those ribs in spasm. So the yoga is a simple five-step program, and you know, carrot stretch back to the stifle, the front leg circles. If your horse cannot easily do the yoga, then you know you have a glitch before you even tack it up and ride it. And stretching the horse is much better than running the horse around in circles, trying to warm them up. So if your horse has been labeled cold back, girthy, cinchy, or you got to ride the buck out of them, you actually have some deeper body issues of bone on bone and nerves being pinched that's going to shorten your horse's rideable years. So instead of chasing saddle fit, you should look at all my free YouTube and look at the ebook that I have, horseacademy101.com, for how do we fix the issue so that I can ride in my favorite saddle. I had over 40,000 miles of endurance competition, and I always did it in treeless saddles after learning all of this, because your horse's shape is going to be different every day. So the Skeeto equalizer pad and the treeless saddle would conform to the horse every day, but you can't always do that in the show world. I do know the freeform treeless leather saddles. A lot of those are approved for showing in and only weigh 7 pounds. So it's how comfortable can you get your horse to move under you? Because we are sitting on the weakest area of their whole body. Their spine is like a suspension bridge, and we're being suspended between the shoulders and the pelvis. So we need to make sure that area has full range of motion. When the horse's back is tight, they're not going to be able to respond to a leg aid, to be able to feel a slight cue. So if you do the yoga before you go to ride, you'll see the glitch, you know, you can work on the glitch. And then after your competition or ride as well, to bring up that spine. The butt tuck and tail pulls is all about releasing the pelvis and the lumbar. And the front leg circles is about freeing up the front ribs and the scapula and range of motion. If you have that heavy boom, boom, boom trot, it's really going to help you out. And then we do the mid ribs last to bring up the whole top line. And the ribs from underneath stretch out your longus simus and intercostal muscles. So one, the horse's digestion is improved. Two, their top line improves. It's like a hold their pose and they have to hold their top line up for you. And then they can actually lift and canter. So if the horse can't do the yoga, it's a really good diagnostic that you need to learn our level one equine musculoskeletal unwinding program. That's now a certified modality on its own. So instead of chasing saddle fit, fix your horse first, and you're going to have a happy, healthy horse, sound and rideable through their 30s.